I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
824, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, Tommy. Sorry, I was a little late there.
Yeah, no worries at all. I was talking about Nathan Pierce and the story in the NOLA.com today about the people that he clothes and his tailor operation in Baton Rouge. I'm just curious, you're a successful guy. Have you ever had a suit custom made or not?
I have not. I may once in my life had a shirt that was custom made. Mm-hmm. And then once I saw the price tag, I was like, maybe I'm more of off the rack kind of guy.
Yeah, I am too. But just once, I want to have a suit tailor made around me, and I want to stand up, and I want to have the sleeveless jacket. You know what I'm talking about? Where they're marking the chalk all over it and everything else, just to feel like a big dog.
I think once it's worth a shot. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
And by the time I can afford that, they're going to rip the back out of it and lay me in the box. Let's talk about.
Well,
yeah.
I was going to say tariffs may catch up with you before then. So
there
we'll
you
say.
Go. If you got to go, you got to go. Let's talk about tariffs on the city budget. As a matter of fact, are you concerned about that? Is that something that throws a wild card in the city spending?
The tariffs so far don't super concern me for the city budget. I think we've tried to acquire a bunch of vehicles before all of this happened. But certainly, think about it, if they're saying there's going to be something between $3,000 to $7,000 more per vehicle, and cities tend to buy in bulk, that's a significantly more money if you're buying more cars. And since COVID, things have had a longer lead time. So these things have a tendency of cascading, and you do tend to worry a little bit about what's going to happen. And obviously, the biggest thing for us is how can you try and keep costs down and revenue up? So we're going to keep an eye on it. And obviously, the other thing, too, Tommy, is are there cuts that are happening at the federal level to other federal programs and then decisions that have to be made there? Again, so far, we haven't seen the overwhelming cut of things that are affecting New Orleans, but I think we have to prepare. And as I've always said, you watch and be vigilant. It doesn't mean that you're an alarmist.
And also, you can't pretend or plan on everything going perfectly smoothly because, as we all know, it never does.
That's exactly right. Well, and look, that's a really good point. Because I think early when I was elected, I was frustrated with the administration because let's know every dollar to the detail and where every penny is, and you want to know. And to your point, there's going to be stuff that happens. A city budget is much like your home. The refrigerator is going to break. The car garage is going to break. You're going to get a popped tire. You need some extra money in some places to make up for that. And so I think the city and most cities build contingencies into their budget for natural events, for unexpected downturns, for things happening at the federal government. And so you have to kind of build your budget out, not with the idea of you're going to spend every single last penny like you may die that year, but with some held back in reserve and trying to do what's going to happen, because you're 100% right. There's never a perfect year.
Living within your means, same thing when it comes to budgeting. So let's talk about, the city is not exactly flush with cash, I don't think. Talk about the school board settlement. I tried to explain the skim briefly. I think it started with $120 million the city skimmed from the school board. Settlement was $90 million. Now we're down to $10 million. Am I close to accurate there, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about this. So the deal is kind of three parts. The first part is $20 million cash in hand to the school board, and that was supposed to be $10 million at the beginning of January and the second $10 million at the beginning of April. We filed ordinances just now to fund the second $10 million payment. Apparently yesterday, the chief financial officer filed a temporary restraining order to prevent the first $10 million from going out the door, when my understanding was the administration said they were going to honor that, and the judge said they were ordered to make that payment. So we'll see what happens there. I don't understand it too, Tommy, because it seems like if the mayor signed the budget ordinance allowing the $10 million to be spent, have somebody who is her junior can override what she does, but that's a story for another day, I guess. The second part of it is what you talked about, the skimming. The city has taken an administrative fee off of the funds collected, and we would stop doing that. Councilmember Morrell has a specific ordinance to prohibit that practice. And then the last piece is essentially the rest of the payment over a 10-year period, with about $7 million per year going to mental health through Thrive Kids or a program like that for kids who are incarcerated using the HERA funds that we have, and then $1 million per year for workforce education, such as through Youth Force NOLA. So it's a real way to not put all the money on the table right now, to smooth out the problems that the school board is having, to take this huge liability off the city's books, and to make sure that those programs that are really important for economic stability, for safety, are scaled up and out, so that way kids have a chance to thrive and grow in the city.
Thank you, Joe. Get yourself a suit. You deserve it. You got that big legal job coming up. You're going to have to look sharp in court.
I appreciate it, Tommy. I'll let them know.
Don't charge it to me. Just go get one. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, will take a break, talk to Patrick McMath, Louisiana State Senator, about the upcoming session, fortified roofs, and more. Right now, time for WWL First News.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.